It's Monday, July 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America.
The restaurant industry has been having a hard time coming back after the pandemic. Each month so far this year, about 5% of restaurant and hospitality workers have quit their jobs, largely due to low pay, no benefits, and rude customers. There are currently 1.2 million jobs unfilled in the industry, despite rising wages and signing bonuses. Alina Selyuk, business correspondent at NPR, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Alina.
Thanks for having me.
I wanted to do another check-in on our restaurants. I always like looking into it and see what's going on. And, you know, it's been a tough road back from the pandemic for a lot of those in the restaurant industry. Obviously, they were dealing with a bunch of supply chain issues, closures. But now that a lot of them are reopening, the next phase of this is that we've seen is not enough workers, not enough employees wanting to go back. And they've long struggled with just a hectic industry. It's tough to work in a restaurant a lot of times. The pay is low a lot of times also. And then the big problem, us, you know, a lot of rude customers always come in, and people really evaluated themselves over the pandemic, and a lot of them do not want to go back to the restaurant life. So, Alina, tell us a little bit more about what we're seeing out there.
All of these things you named are exactly the factors that people who have long worked in the restaurant industry, but also just in food in general, fast food, all types of bars as well, all types of food establishments, they have been thinking about. There are multiple factors that all came together, I would say. You know, the pandemic shuttered a lot of restaurants, and for the first time, workers kind of had that quiet moment. As you're saying, it's, you know, when you talk to workers in restaurants, they will tell you how crazy of a mad rush that job can be. And so for many of them, those, you know, week or two when the restaurants were closed gave them that sort of moment of quiet to think about the realities of their work. The workers I've talked to will talk about how hostile and aggressive their bosses can be, how insane the hours are, how few breaks they get. Someone I know was saying they started smoking just to get 5 minutes off work to get that break, to have that moment to themselves. Wow. Pretty intense scenarios. And then on top of all of that, the major reason, survey after survey shows, the major reason people have been leaving this industry is low pay. And add to all of that, on top of all of that, you've got this reopening. And as you're pointing out, people are showing up at restaurants, and someone called it, we've gone feral. Like, you know, the diners are extremely impatient. Yeah. And so when you have a restaurant already operating on a skeleton crew, then you add these rude customers. People are really on edge. Testy customers have become sort of the final straw for a lot of people. All that to say, when I started looking at numbers, it paints a pretty dire picture. The rates of people quitting food, restaurants and bars are at the highest in decades.
As you noted in the article, in May alone, 706,000 people left the industry. You know, it's happening all the time. And this is at the very exact moment that everybody wants to indulge in those very same things right now. We all are over the pandemic. We want to get back out there. Economies are, you know, cities and states, everything's opening right now. And we want to go back to that normal stuff. And we expect that same level of service that we had before. And unfortunately, a lot of restaurants just can't keep up. Like you mentioned, they're working on these skeleton crews. They're hiring new people. It takes time for people to catch up. And we've seen stories, too, about bad reviews going up on Yelp and other places like that because people are complaining that the restaurants just aren't up to it just yet. And that's a tough part right there.
And just another word about sort of just how critical the wage element is in all of this. A lot of people who have quit have been asked, you know, why they quit over the course of the pandemic. And a lot of them said their coworkers died during the pandemic. It's a big health concern. So that's, of course, a major issue. People will talk about hostility at work from managers or coworkers or customers. But at the end of the day, kind of on top of it all, the wage matter, the low pay that the industry has been plagued with for years, I just want to note about it. We kind of assessed, you know, if you look at the pay rates starting a decade ago, which was a bit over $10 an hour, which is average hourly pay for people who are not managers, not supervisors within restaurants and bars. That pay went from just above $10 to $15.14, the first time over $15. This just happened in May. That's actual dollars. But if you look at the value of those dollars, if you sort of took the value of the dollars from 2011 and fast forwarded it to today, in those 2011 dollars, the 1514 is really worth $12.39 an hour. And that's your average wage sort of adjusted to inflation.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of restaurants right now offering a lot more. Entry-level positions can be from $11 to even $17 an hour in some cases in certain areas, right? You're not everywhere. But that's how desperate a lot of these businesses are getting. You talk to a lot of restaurant workers and former restaurant workers. You know, how are they navigating all of this? Because a lot of them have probably moved on to other industries. Some of them might be going back to this. Just tell us some of the stories that you were covering on this.
It kind of ran the gamut. I've spoken to some folks who left and then got a job back within food service at another place, but for much more money because the wages are starting to go up again. I say again, because they dipped during the pandemic. Then there were a number of people who just said, forget it. I'm never doing this again. I thought about it during the pandemic, and now there's this moment for me to get a job somewhere else. I want a better schedule. I want benefits. That's another thing. There are no benefits in most places within food service in the United States. You don't get health care benefits. You don't get paid time off. And so people have gone on to work at warehouses, delivery, factories. None of these jobs are easy, but many of them found better benefits and better pay in all of them. And a lot of the sort of the local Facebook groups, there's one I pointed out that's been playing out in Kentucky, but there's a version of that in a lot of places where these job postings are going up and the hiring people, the employers will point out, we can't, here's a wage we can pay. And if it's under $15, a lot of the workers will sort of start jeering and saying, you got to pay better. And then the employers will get defensive and will say, well, we can't really afford to pay more. And this line that I heard a lot now is, if you can't afford to pay a living wage, you can't afford to be in business. So there's sort of this new refrain that's popping up a lot more this day and age, because there is this sort of labor dynamic where so many people have left the industry that I think right now, nationwide, the latest data show there are 1.2 or close to 1.3 million unfilled openings within hospitality.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's the trend that's going to be continuing for a little while. And, you know, who knows how it will even out. And as I mentioned, at a time when a lot of consumers want to go back to these places, these businesses themselves just don't have enough employees. So we'll continue to monitor all of that. Alina Selyukh, business correspondent at NPR, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out in the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.